The Warriors in Utah and get a good battle from the Jazz after establishing an early lead that grew to as much as 25 points at one point. Stephen Curry creating all night, finishing with a game-high 26 points, while Draymond Green grabbed 10 boards and had 13 points with 4 trays plus 8 assists as Kevin Durant powered to 21 points and 11 rebounds. The Jazz played with a lot of fight, but the Warriors prevail with a 106-99 victory, the team's 8th consecutive road win. Here's KD and Coach Kerr.
It was a weird game. It was a grind-out game. We started off so well. The three-pointer got them back in the game, and they played physical later on in the game and was able to take us out of our rhythm a bit. But we kept fighting, and we got a good win on the back-to-back.
Do you feel like you let down at all when you got the big lead?
I wouldn't say let down. I mean, I think they just picked up their intensity and it matched us a little bit. But we took their punch there at home. Their crowd got into it and got, kind of gave them a jolt of energy. And we just tried to fight back. We're fighting against them and the crowd, so it's kind of tough, especially in this building.
Even though it ended up being a close game, I know you're a competitive guy. Would you have liked to see all their starters? There's a lot of injuries tonight for the Jazz, missing 4 of their 5.
So. Yeah, I mean, you never want to see guys hurt in this league, but we can't control that. We still had to go out there and play. We want them to play. We want everybody to play, but it's not our decision. Guys got to get right. It's a long season, so we'll see them again. I'm sure we will when everybody's healthy. And we'll see what type of game it is then.
Were you surprised that they played so well?
Huh?
Were you surprised that they played so well with 4 starters out?
I mean, we were up 29-5, so.
How much do you enjoy that dunk late where you kind of shed Lyles into the cameras and dunk, and he got called foul?
Yeah, that was a big play for us, and felt good making that play. And then when the crowds, you look over in the stands and you see a lot of crazy stuff coming at you, and you hear a lot of crazy stuff. It just, makes you feel good that, you can make a play and kind of quiet the crowd there a bit. So it's a fun game, Their crowd is probably one of the best in the league. And, they're so on top of you and they're really into the game all game. You can appreciate them. So it's a fun game.
What happened on the tee late, in the final seconds?
Take me up for talking to him.
Regret it at all? Just kind of
Yeah, he was on edge all night, so I knew something was coming. And can't really talk to him, especially now since they changed the rules on stuff. I got to just shut up, because they basically get to say what they want and act how they want, and I just got to be better at controlling my emotions. So I know it's coming. That was a stupid tech by me, but it's a lose-lose for me anyway. So I can't talk to him, and if I do, and get $2,000 tech.
Back-to-back wins on a long road trip. What does this do for team morale?
It's good for us to start the road trip off like this, especially after a good win last night, and then to come in here. This team's never going to give up and to keep fighting. We had some letdown there in the second half, but we just kept fighting and, got a good W. So it's good for us. We got to take it on to Memphis now. We got another back-to-back coming up. So, we got to be better. We got to be better being on the road. So we'll see what happens.
Coach, you had them down by 24 early. They're short-handed, a little disappointed in maybe how it took a little longer to get them out of there.
A little bit, but I give them a lot of credit. They're a very well-coached team. They're a tough team. Even with all those guys out, they still have guys who can play. So we let our guard down a little bit, and they took advantage. And we didn't play our best, but we won, and we move on.
Did you just get retaped?
Yeah, he just tweaked it. He's fine. Yeah, not right now, but we'll see tomorrow. But he doesn't seem to think it's bad. I think a loss of focus. Our first quarter was great. We pushed the ball. Our defensive intensity was fantastic. And then I think we let down. We started turning it over, some careless, sort of purposeless plays where we didn't really have an idea of what we were trying to accomplish, and then some defensive mistakes, not getting out onto shooters, and they took advantage.
Were you hoping to get some rest for your main players today, kind of get out to the early lead and maybe sitting for a little while?
Well, it would have been nice, and more importantly, I would have liked to have gotten Damian Jones out there. He suited up for the first time. couldn't get him out there. But I thought, you know, some reserves came in and did a good job. Ian Clark finished the game for us. He was great. His defensive intensity was right there in the fourth quarter. Patrick McCaw had a nice game. So we had some good things happen. But it would have been nice to be able to rest some guys, but it didn't happen.
Those two part threes, is that kind of why Clay didn't come back in there?
Yeah, I just thought Ian was playing well, and he was really getting after it defensively, and so it made sense to keep him out there.
Durant had a stretch in the fourth quarter where he had about 8 points in a row for you guys. What can you say about his fourth quarter performance with those points coming when the Jazz had cut it to about 5?
Yeah, well, that's who he is. You know, on a night when maybe it wasn't his best game, he's still so talented. He's capable of just scoring when we need scoring, getting to the line, knocking down shots. So he did a great job in the fourth quarter.
Did you give an explanation on why he got the tech with like 3 seconds left or whatever?
I just saw he was arguing with Monty about the previous play, and I didn't ask AD what he said to him, but the conversation was going on for a long time, and he should have let it go. I mean, but he kept talking, and I don't know what he said.
Coach, a high five with Steph, what was the impetus for that?
He drew a 3-point foul, so we like those. Those guys, he and Clay, are capable of doing that anytime they want, and so I like that when they do it.
What was going through your mind when you saw Green go down late in the third?
Nothing. He's fine. He's Draymond. He's, you know, guy's tough.
After he hit the 3 free throws, he looked at you and I think he flashed a 6. Was that?
Yeah. We have a free throw game. He gets two for a swish. You know, we shoot against each other sometimes.
Does he ever win?
I win every once in a while. Like when there's a blue moon out or something. But no, he swished 3 in a row. So that's 6 points. So.
Coach, fourth of the season, a little more than a fourth of the season. How do you assess this squad?
I think we're coming along. We're doing well. We've found a pretty good rotation. We found our roles pretty well. I think we need to be more consistent. Tonight was an example of that. But at the same time, you know, it's a long grind, and I understand that. And this is the second game out of, you know, 5 and 7 nights. So we'll try to regroup tomorrow and put a good effort out there on Saturday. But all in all, I'm very pleased with where we are. But we have a lot of improvement to do.
And this 5-game road trip now continues as the Warriors head to Memphis to take on the Grizzlies on Saturday night. And then Sunday in Minneapolis, they will face the Timberwolves. In Salt Lake City, I'm Lawrence Scott.